Okay, welcome back to Project Independence in You. We're here with, my name is Rebecca Miller, and I'm here with Sabina Miller, and
Hello.
We are with the members of the Vic Vincent group. That would be Vic and Billy C. Vic actually has his guitar out right now, and I think he's going to perform a couple of verses from a song that you wrote, and it is called Gray Blues.
Right. And it's sort of like thematic of the theme here and the show.
Right. All right.
I got aches and I got pain. My bones creak when it rains. And the mirror's telling me I'm not as young as I used to be. Was a rocket in the past. Now I don't move quite so fast. But here's the thing, but as long as I can keep my act together, I ain't just getting older, I'm getting better. Oh, gray blues. Oh, yeah. Gray blues. Gray blues.
Wow.
Wow. Wonderful. Absolutely. You know, most people know I grew up in a musical family. It's such an uplift for me, and it's happy, and you have a beautiful voice. And obviously can do 2-3 things at once. He can sing, he can read, he can strum.
Right.
Wow.
And we try to keep positive. In other words, you know, we all get older, but you know what? It's the mental attitude that you have.
Right.
And if you can think positive and keep things together and not fall apart because little things go wrong, you're not getting older, you're getting better.
And you're you know, playing music, and I think so many of us, you know, aside from our families, our children, our grandchildren, I mean, it's music and comedy, really.
Well,
is what
it's the best.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, as we age, it's great. I mean, entertainment and reading, of course, but what's better than to kind of...
But if someone plays music like he began, you suddenly realize, because it's unconsciously done, you're smiling.
Right.
You know, I feel like such a schmuck. I'm sitting here smiling, but it's so delightful.
Right. I mean, I think we tend to like particular genres of music, you know, and we kind of grow up with that. I mean, I know for myself, I like 60s and 70s kind right. of rock, and that's what kind of, you know, I relate to. So when I hear music, I, you know, brings me back to a time where I was really fully enjoying the music, and I do like to see music to today. So I mean, that really makes me happy, and I like the pun on the word gray blues.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
But you know, to be politically correct, Vic, it really is silver now. We're using silver instead of gray. I just saying.
We'll have to change the title.
So
well, I wrote this several years
okay,
ago.
Okay,
so.
Okay. Just saying, you know, it's the silver tsunami. But
right.
Why don't you tell us a little, some of the other verses in there?
Yeah, well, it goes into saying, you know, they say that wisdom comes with age. The book of life's turned another page. Know now more than I used to. Things just takes a little longer to do. Friends and family say, they tell me things ain't as bad as they could be. So as long as I can keep my act together, I ain't just getting older, I'm getting better. And then things around me don't seem the same. No one to bless, no one to blame. Nothing's how it used to be, not even me, not even you. Don't know where this road, don't know where this road is headed. Been to more wakes than wins. Seen sunny days and stormy weather. Ain't just getting older, I'm getting better. Oh, gray blues.
Well, I think Project Independence in You has the new musical theme for our background song, Christina.
I gave you a record, recording of it, you know, with
okay.
the whole thing.
I have the CD here,
yeah.
Right here. During break, I did want to mention how our audience get in touch with you because you guys do a lot. You can do, you know, all kinds of events. I have your phone numbers here. Should I just give out your phone numbers or what?
Well, our phone number is 917-848-3213. That's 917-848-3213. 3213.
Okay.
And Vic has 516-354-4322. Our email address is VicVMusic. That's Vic, V-I-C, V as in Victor, music at AOL.com. We'd love to hear from you. We could do all different parties and engagements. And just email us or give us a call. But in talking about, Rebecca, you mentioned something about bringing back memories. Part of our shows deal with the good old days. And we talk about trivia. And when we start talking about trivia, we see everybody's face light up, especially the 50s and 60s. And we talk about the toys and the games as one example. There were the peace shooters, and we played Ring Alivio, and it was red light, green light, 1, 2, 3. Hit the penny, tag, hula hoops, stickball. Kids don't know about stickball today, and with the Spalding's and stoop ball. I grew up in Brooklyn. You move out to Long Island, there's no stoops. Everybody's looking for a stoop. And hopscotch and Skelzy, and we talk about the old stores and the old cars and the soda fountains and the Charlotte Russes that people don't even know exist.
Did you start out as a youngster living in Brooklyn?
Oh, yes, I grew up in Brooklyn.
You see, now that's my major problem. I am the only person I know that's older, and I'm considerably older than the two of you boys.
I don't believe that.
I love a man with low vision who doesn't come from Brooklyn. You know, when I came to Long Island, it was, oh, yeah, I know him. We're from Bensonhurst. We're from Cedarhurst, whatever, you know, Sutter Avenue or Street or
East
whatever.
New York, right.
Yeah. I think, of course, I wasn't subject to it. I grew up on Central Park West. I thought that coming from Brooklyn, there is such a sense of family. The neighbors are in your house. You hear them screaming. Oh, yes. That's Mrs. Stone. She's screaming. Oh, that's Mr. Goldberg. He's screaming now. It was, when you live through it, was it as entertaining as it is to talk about, or was it just a struggle and you wanted out?
It was a great time. It was so simple. Everybody knew everybody. Everybody looked out for everybody.
That's it.
Which is the key. Vic and his brothers, they used to sing under the streetlight or sing in the boys' bathroom in the high school and get that echo going, or down the subway stations.
So you know each other a very long time?
No, we know each other from the early 80s, but we both grew up in Brooklyn. And
when we entertain
at an organization, we always like to say, how many people are from Brooklyn? You see 3/4 of the hands go up.
Yeah.
And then we talk about Coney Island and Nathan's and the Cyclone, and all of a sudden you see everybody's eyes light up, the parachute jump and things like that. Because
we also try to throw in a little humor, you know. And Sabine, I don't want to disagree with you, but, you know, the other day I was looking in the mirror and I noticed, you know, crow's feet getting a little heavy, loss of hair, and a little depressed. So I went to my wife and said, honey, I was looking in the mirror, and, you know, I'm seeing these, you know, little paunchy and losing my hair, crow's feet. Tell me something good about myself. Tell me something good about myself. Tell me something good about myself. So she goes, Vic, you have perfect vision.
Oh, I love that.
That's a goodie.
I was going to say, when you were saying, I see crow's feet, I was going to say, you could see that? See, because I'm coming from, yeah.
But we do a lot of trivia and a lot of question and answers with the audiences. And since this is 2016, you know, it's 50 years since 1966, and you were talking about the 60s, and we say a few things that get some nice responses. Like in 1966, there was acid rock. In 2016, there's acid reflux. In 1966, we were going to a new hip joint. 2016, we're receiving a new hip joint.
Yeah,
so, you know, little things like that bring us closer to the audiences. So
Christina's sitting over there looking very confused about the whole thing. What is she talking? What are we all talking about?
She's too young.
Well, Christina's younger than young.
Yeah.
So.
But there was something about the good old days. Things were more together. You know, there were areas that no one went beyond. Today, anything goes.
Yeah.
We're living in a society that is not restricted.
We were brought up with limitations. You behave. You don't call your friend's mother Maggie. You call her Mrs. Brown.
Mrs. Right.
Whoa.
When I was a kid, the doors weren't locked. We used to play in the schoolyard, choose up sides. Today, there's some benefits to organized athletic and sport activities. You know, you have adults coaching the kids. But when I was a kid, we choose up sides, and the kids got good because they wanted to play. So, you know, it's sort of a different orientation and a different world today. I kind of like the old world back then, even though technology today has helped us medically and so on and so forth. But music has been stable. I mean,
right.
I jotted down a bunch of things after we knew about this, but what music does, the benefits of music
sure.
are remarkable.
You know, we're going to have you back because we're coming up. We have two minutes left, mm-hmm. so we'll hear a little bit about that. But just, Christina, got to have these guys back, all right?
Thanks.
Love to be back. Thank you.
But just anyway, managing stress, enhancing memory, helps learning language, improves memory. Universal language brings people together. It helps reading and literary skills, spatial temporal reasoning, mathematical abilities. These are all studies, and I just itemized them.
Yeah.
And that was the mental things, and there's more than the physical things. Alleviating pain, reducing blood pressure, good for the heart. Stroke patients have shown remarkable progress, boost your immune system. So Bill and I say the only reason we're still around doing this stuff is probably because we play music, you know.
It's great therapy. We love doing it.
Yeah.
And we'll be at the VFW in Hicksville Saturday night, 7 to 11, for a dance. And then we'll be at the Baldwin Library October 16th, the Plain Edge Library on November 13th, and going into next year, West Babylon Library, February 12th.
But okay, well, they can contact you at vicvmusic@aol.com or Vic's numbers, 516-354-4322, Billy C, 917-848-3213. On behalf of Project Independence and you, thank you so much. It was a great interview. Sabina, good one, huh?
Totally enjoyed it.
Okay, we are going to be back after a short break. It's going to be Old Time Radio, The Saint, Fighter's Contract. And that'll run for about a half an hour. And then Christina, Sabina, and I will be back for the last half hour with Talk of the Town.
Thank you so much for having us. A real pleasure meeting both of you.
Our pleasure.
Great having you two both. Great.
And I love your sense of humor.
Thank you.